Yes, I.
I know you had mentioned something about Medicaid and Promise showing up differently for the waivers. Now, is it possible that someone has home care services without there being a line in there saying Community Health Choices waiver?
Better for me to just see what you're talking
okay.
about.
Okay. All right. It's for a patient, Andre Hamm, H-A-M-M, and it's A-N-D-R-E, and the date of birth is 10/6/1985.
Not an active patient yet, in other words.
No, yeah. He's coming. He says that he's transferring over from Bayada, which I'm thinking maybe he had, like, skilled services through them, because I don't see any.
Andrew?
Andre, A-N-D-R-E.
And H-A-M-M?
Yes.
One more time, date of birth?
10/6/1985.
What does 40-year-olds have Medicaid? All right, I mean, have waivers. All right, whatever.
I mean, I assume he's disabled because he has Medicare, too, so.
He's good.
Even though there's no waiver in there?
The managed care. He has a dual plan.
It's always said waiver in there on a separate line. That's why.
Not always. If he has HCB 50, is disabled Medicaid.
All righty.
Should be fine. He has also, by the way, he has Keystone First Community.
I know.
You can't have that without a waiver.
And he has Keystone VIP Choice, too. I know, but you can have that if you have Medicare and Medicaid without a waiver.
Correct.
Without a waiver, I'm saying. You don't necessarily need to have a waiver to have Community Health Choices.
Right, but he's automatically disabled based on what you're seeing anyway, because
yeah.
You wouldn't need VIP and Medicare at
right.
40 years old unless you're disabled. So by definition, he's waiver eligible. And HCB 50, I believe, is only for disabled. Otherwise, it would say non-medic.
Right. Just never seen
this
it.
This is fine. I've seen it before. You're right. It's more common for them to be another line, but this should be fine.
All right. All righty. I guess we'll see if we get an authorization, right?
Yeah, he'll be fine.
All right. Thank you.
No problem. Bye.